In California, grocers have to post health warnings about eating certain types of fish possibly contaminated with mercury. Most states, including Wisconsin, do not have such a requirement. At least one co-op in Madison voluntarily puts up mercury warnings in its fish aisles. Some local citizens want more grocers to do this. Those citizens are affiliated with a national group called Oceana. One of them is Odette Muka. She's writing letters to Wisconsin store managers, urging them to put information where consumers can easily see it.
Not everyone is aware that they should be avoiding certain types of fish if they want to avoid mercury contamination.
Grocery stores help educate consumers about the food they eat through labeling and other government-required information. But Brandon Schultz from the Wisconsin Grocers Association says posting fish warnings could be cumbersome.
Is it practical to have 35,000 posters in the store identifying each minute possibility of an allergic reaction or a trace element of something in a particular product?
The Food Marketing Institute says some grocers in other states have inquired about voluntarily posting mercury warnings in fish aisles. Karen Brown of the Institute says they want any health warnings aimed at a relatively small segment of consumers to be balanced with information about the nutritional benefits of eating fish.
A very healthy source of protein is fish and seafood, and there are many positive benefits of consuming that as a protein source.
Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources has brochures with fish consumption guidelines. They're aimed mainly at pregnant women and small children. The information is also available online. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.